Blog Talk Radio.
He who formed the eye,
shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who teaches him knowledge. The Lord God knows the thoughts of men, that they are futile. What does futile mean? Pointless, useless. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord Yah, and teach out of your law. And that's me. I try to do that. Although I am a woman. That you may give him rest from the days of adversity. Well, what is adversity? That's hardship, suffering. When I say bad luck, until the pit is dug for the wicked. All right, yours is coming, wicked. For the Lord Yah will not cast off. What does cast off mean? Exclude his people. He will not exclude his people. That's telling you his people are inclusive. We are included. Yet many of us do not know that. Nor will he forsake his inheritance. Forsake means to desert or abandon. And inheritance means your birthright. And we are his heritage. But, and I want to say, you chuckle me saying that we are his inheritance, but have you read Revelations chapter 2, verse 9? I'll get to that perhaps later on today in this reading. Verse 15, but judgment will return to righteousness. And all the upright in heart, and whenever I see the word heart, I think in mind, because we think what we think is what we do. We'll follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And of course, you know, iniquity means wickedness, sin, mistreatment, unfair behavior. Unless the Lord Yah had been my help, my soul would soon have settled in silence. If I say, my foot slips, your mercy, O Yah, will hold me up in the multitude of anxieties. Well, what are anxieties? Anxieties are your fears and your worries within you. Let me read verse 19 again. It says, in the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comfort delights my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity, again, iniquity, that's your sin, wickedness, unfair behavior, which devises. What does devise mean? That's something that you think of, you conceive, or invent. Evil by law. Let me read verse 20 again. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? No, thank you. They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. Yah, the Lord, has been my defense and my God, the rock of my refuge. Refuge means shelter. He has brought on them their own iniquity. Whatever you devise against us is coming back to you. Your sin, your wickedness. And shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yah, the Lord, our God, shall cut them off. I have read in its entirety Psalms 94, the refuge of the righteous. Refuge is shelter. Let me read the Psalms 94. It's God, the refuge of righteousness, of righteous. See, did you stop to pray this morning? If your answer is no, let's pray right now. Let's pray together. You say your prayer, and I'll say this prayer. Our Father God in heaven, how holy be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we seek. Thank you for not letting our flight come in winter. And the flight means hardship or war or on the Sabbath. Thank you. We seek, or I, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. And hopefully it will get warm soon next week. Right now there is about 2 feet of snow on the ground. We say thank you for giving us sound, sane mind, excellent health, love, family, peace, giving me courage, boldness, prosperity in everything, restoring us sheep, unifying us lost sheep, awakening us lost sheep from deep sleep. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening, ending Saturday evening. The only time designated in the Bible for us to rest and keep holy. Read it. It's in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Now, I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. I ask that you have your pencil, pen, and paper. There may be something I will say that you might want to write down or follow later. Of course, you can always tune into Blog Talk Radio, Feed My Sheep Show, and you will get whatever I have said. We are in, I want you to follow me to Leviticus chapter 23. We are going to read about the Feast of Yah. Let me turn there. Can you turn your Bibles there with me? All right. So, let's go. The feasts of the Lord are like the Passover and unleavened bread, the feast of the first fruits, the feast of weeks. It also has another name, too. Let me see. I went to the library, and they say, the Feast of Weeks is also Pentecost, first fruit. I guess this word is Bikur, spelled B-I-K-K-O-O-R, and Shavuot. But in my Bible, it says the Feast of Fruits. So, Feast of First Fruits, and that's what I'll go by. The Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. So let's start reading. As we finished reading the book of Isaiah last week. Thank God for that. I'm happy about it. So we're in Leviticus chapter 23, starting at verse 1, and we're going to read about the Feast of Yah, the Lord. Verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feast of Yah the Lord, which you shall proclaim. Proclaim means to announce publicly and be holy, proclaim to be holy convocations. And convocation, that is a gathering of a large group of people. These are my feet. Now, I'm thinking someone may chuckle at me for reading about the feast of the Lord, because I am a woman of color. And I ask you, who may chuckle, I want you to read. Let me turn there. I mentioned Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. And I'm going to read that to you right now. It says, I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not. We, black folk in America, that are descendants of slaves, are the real Jews. Let's finish reading. But are a synagogue of Satan. So you may laugh at us or chuckle at us, but we are coming into the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. We, in fact, are the chosen people. And again, many times I've told you to read in the book of Genesis, chapter 15. Let's turn there quickly. Verse 13. And I'll tell you, many years ago, I had a history class where the instructor told us that in 1619, black folk were brought to Jamestown as slaves. Now, let's start reading in Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. And then he said to Abram, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. And we are in the United States of America. And we'll serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. Well, in team, the 400 years are up, and I am looking for this to happen in 2020. Verse 14, and also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. So it's coming. You will get judged. Afterward, they shall come out with great possessions. So, yeah, we're going to come out of here. We asked for reparations. We didn't get them, but God is going to give them to us. Now, let me get back to Leviticus, the Feast of the Lord. So you may chuckle at me if you like, but it's okay. The Sabbath. Listen up, people. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest. That means serious rest, a holy convocation. We are to gather in churches. And after that rest, you shall do no work on it. So what I do is cook up my food Friday evening, most of it. Well, not Friday evening, Friday before the sundown, because that's when the Sabbath starts. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. So I try to cook my food up before sundown on Sabbath, on Friday, and then today I'll warm it up and eat the Passover. Now, I want you all to get a Jewish calendar. I think we are on, in the United States, the Gregorian calendar, and these holidays or feasts of Yah do not fall, start like in April. So the Passover this year will begin according, and I went to the library and copied this. It starts April the 14th. Let's read what it says about the Passover. We are in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 4. It's the Passover and unleavened bread. These are the feasts of Yah the Lord. Holy convocations, and that's a large convocation, is a large group of people gathering, which you shall proclaim. And proclaim means to announce publicly at their appointed times. So April the 14th, this year, the Passover is to start. And it says here that we should have a P-E-S-H-A meal, and that's supposed to begin at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the Passover meal. On the 14th day of the first month, on the Jewish calendar, the first month begins in April at twilight. Now, twilight is between dawn and sunrise, between sunset and dusk. That's when twilight is. That's the Lord's Passover. That's when the Lord's Passover begins. So that will be at twilight. So we should have our evening meal at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, everybody. And then on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Well, Feast of Unleavened Bread, to me, what that points to is, well, let me read a little bit what it says about the Feast of Unleavened Bread to Yah the Lord. In 7 days, you must eat unleavened bread. And the first day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. And I'm going to stop there because we do not give burnt offerings. And it begins to talk about burnt offerings. And let us just turn to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 11 quickly, if I can. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 11. It says, well, let's start at verse 10. It says, hear the words of Yah. Hear the word of Yah the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is a multitude of your sacrifices to me, says Yah the Lord. He's tired of it. I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or goats. Is to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 28. This is what Jesus says. Let me just go up to 27. I said 28. He says, take the cup and give thanks and give it to them, saying, drink it. Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Remission means forgiveness of sin. And then I want you to go with me to Hebrews chapter 11, chapter 10. Let's see. Hebrews. It's in Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 10. It says, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. So we do not do any sacrifices, blood sacrifices or sin sacrifices. And that's why Jesus died. He did not get rid of these, the feasts of the Lord, the holidays of the Lord. So your holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, all those are pagan holidays. They come from, if you read Daniel, I was trying to find out what was the abomination of desolation. And right when I was about to tell you what I thought it was, came into my mind that the abomination of desolation are man-made laws in holidays, you know, man-made stuff. So we are to, let me see how much time I have left. We are to follow the feast of the Lord. Oh, my God. Okay, so the unleavened bread, that points to Jesus' sacrifice for our sins. We are the first fruits. That points to the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. So when we talk about resurrection from the dead, to me, that means coming into the knowledge of who we are. Our consciousness is coming from, is being awakened from the deep sleep that we have been in. The Feast of Weeks, that's in June, that points to the harvest, the great harvest of souls. People are beginning to understand, and they are looking for churches that are open on the Sabbath, the Feast of Trumpets. Well, that's the blowing of the horn. It is called a shofar. I think it's spelled S-H-O-F-A-R. That's what we need to listen to. And let's see, the Feast of Trumpets, that's in September. The Feast of Weeks, that's in June. This paper that I have in the library says the Feast of Weeks is on June the 8th. And the Feast of Trumpets, that's on September the 25th. The Day of Atonement, that is for your sins. You're repenting from your sins. And that's on October the 4th. And then the last one is the Feast of Tabernacles. That's from October the 9th through October the 15th, according to this calendar I got from the library. The Feast of Tabernacle, that points to the day of we are rejoiced, and that's where you blow the horn. And that, the shofar, it looks like a ram's horn. And I talk so much, I ramble so much, that I did not give all what I had meant to give. Nonetheless, I'm giving you an overview. Let's have a word of prayer, sheep. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. And thank you for keeping the evil one away from us, sheep. In your son's name, amen. Remember, sheep, take God, our Heavenly Father, along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. I want you to get the book, Eat and Live Longer. You go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and order that book. God loves you. Talk with you next time.
That heaven might find amazed in their hearts. Down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand.